A discovery at a yard sale in North Carolina about a year ago has led to a military ceremony in Washington, D.C. this afternoon. Two unlikely friends are returning a Purple Heart to the family of First Lieutenant Henry Schenck, who died fighting in the Korean War. Kimberly Paller found the medal in a box of books at a yard sale near Pinehurst. She tracked down James McEachin, a retired Hollywood actor and Korean War veteran who served alongside Schenck. He had been looking for Schenck's family all these years. Paller and McEachin spoke to us shortly before the ceremony today in D.C. So, Kimberly, how exactly did you find the Purple Heart?
I was at a yard sale or an estate sale over a year ago and had come across a box full of old books. By the time I got home, I was going through the books and looking them up on eBay and checking out the value of them, and then that's when we found the Purple Heart.
Did you have any idea what it was, and what then ultimately made you decide to go find this family?
I did know what it was and the significance of it. My dad served, my husband served, his dad served. We have a long military family history. But I didn't really know what to do with it, so we kind of put it up for safekeeping. It was probably this past May we pulled it out again, and then we saw the name on the back of it. And then I put the name into Google, and the link between Henry Schenck and James McEachin came up online.
Okay, and so that's where you got involved in the search then, James?
I've been looking for him for 60 years, and every time I would go to a location or to shoot or something like that, particularly in New York, I would grab the phone book and I'd try to find Henry Schenck. My thing was to find his family to tell him how heroically he died.
And he died protecting you and the other people in that
brigade. And for his command, yeah. He was just, he sought no cover. He didn't try to run behind the tree or crawl in some hole or something. He just stood there on his dome. He just deliberately drew fire to himself. It was just amazing.
So was Kimberly your first lead on finding?
Absolutely first. And if it hadn't been for her, I mean, Kimberly, she couldn't imagine exactly what this phone call meant and or what it means to this moment.
So, Kimberly, what was that phone call like?
I don't know that he believed me. I think all James knew was there was a connection to New York, so it didn't make sense that it was in North Carolina.
Lieutenant Schenck was raised in New York and went to college at, I believe it was Lafayette College. And so it just didn't seem right. It didn't seem logical that the guy that my lieutenant, whom I've been looking for all these years, I'm getting a call from North Carolina from this kind and almost naive little lady telling me that, I got this medal here.
You didn't believe her at first.
I couldn't believe her. And then when I found out with her, I'm going to kidnap her because she is that wonderful as far as my life.
So you found Zachariah Fike, who does this a lot, reunites people with Purple Hearts.
Yes, right.
And that's how you ended up in Washington, D.C. today to give this back to his family.
Amen.
You're giving his family back much more than his Purple Heart. How have they taken all of this?
Well, Lieutenant Schenck's family?
Lieutenant Schenck's family. And it's his niece, right?
Niece and nephew, yeah.
And I think it's interesting that they never knew what had happened to him. His family never knew if he was prisoner, if he was killed. They just never knew whatever happened to him.
They just knew that he was awarded the Purple Heart. They had the Purple Heart in their possession. The niece was moving, and the medal dropped off into this box where they were putting these books. And they didn't know that the medal was gone until along comes Miss Kimberly.
What did they say when you told them about it?
I think they were kind of like I am. They're just mystified by the whole doggone thing. And I'm terribly, terribly honored.
It's all very just random and just the right place at the right time.
Well, Kimberly Paller from around Pinehurst and Korean War veteran James McEachin, thank you both for joining us.
Thank you for having us.